C. Excessive laws pave the way for totalitarianism. Totalitarian politics undermines the freedom of individuals to exercise compassion, but gives space for evil. People seeking to use the law to stop others from doing wrong is precisely what the devil wants. In modern society, there are numerous complicated laws and regulations. The United States has over 70,000 tax laws. The health insurance law amounts to over 20,000 pages. Even judges and lawyers can't comprehend all the laws, not to mention an average person. From the federal level down to the state, county, and city, an average of 40,000 new laws are passed every year. A person can break a law without even realizing it. Punishments range from a fine to imprisonment. There are regulations on what sort of fish hook to use and on slurping soup too noisily in public. Everything, just about, has a law or rule limiting it. California allows only flat-screen televisions that meet certain energy consumption requirements. Plastic bags are banned. In some cities, building a hut in one's backyard requires government approval. The overutilization of laws dulls the moral sense. Many laws, in fact, go against common sense morality. And yet the proliferation of laws has created the social trend in which people are judged by the law and not their moral standards. As time goes on, it is easy for the agents of the evil specter to implant the devil's ideology into human laws. However good the law is, it is only an external power, and cannot change people's minds. Lao Tzu said, "The more laws are promulgated, the more thieves and bandits there will be." When evil is rampant, law is helpless. The more laws there are, the more control big government can exert. People ignore the fact that social problems are caused by the devil magnifying the evil side of man. They think that the problem is in the law, so they set about fixing that, forgetting the crux of the matter. A vicious cycle is formed, and society begins its step-by-step march to autocracy.